Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 72nd Venice Film Festival, and I'm joined by director Simon Stone and actress Odessa Young of the film The Daughter. The first question would be, very simple one, if you could introduce our listeners to the story of the film.
The Daughter's about a pair of families that live in a remote country town in somewhere that could be Australia, or hopefully also for audiences anywhere in the world, that are connected by a secret that becomes revealed through the process of the movie by the return of the prodigal son of one of the families. And it's about the fallout from that secret, and I suppose more than anything about a series of human beings trying to confront their past and find a good way to live in the future.
Yeah. Well, the first question that I would have for you now is the actual rural setting of the story, and how do you feel such a setting can affect a storyline of this sort?
Well, the important thing for me was that the landscape kind of spoke about isolation. All of these characters have kind of built a wall of their own views of the world around themselves. The film is kind of essentially about a series of people who have their own projections of what the truth is and what their own life means, that I suppose in the film come into conflict with each other. And I wanted a landscape that reflected that isolation, that very much a series of figures kind of on their own at times and then coming together from time to time. So, you know, and also it's based on a Scandinavian play from the late 19th century, an Ibsen play. So I wanted to reflect that Scandinavian environment. But I, more than anything, wanted an environment that could be anywhere in the world, so that an audience was able to, from any part of the world, was able to kind of project themselves into the story and not distance themselves. Whereas if we'd kind of taken a very kind of stereotypical Australian landscape, the possibility could have been there that people kind of stepped back and went, well, that's a story about an Australian family, and that's not me. It's the kind of very universality of a kind of Scandinavian source material in an Australian environment that could be anywhere in the world that I wanted to find.
Yeah. How did you get involved in the project?
Well, Simon and I are at the same agency, and when he was doing kind of script workshops when it first started to kind of be produced, I was contacted asking if I could just do a reading, table reading. And then from that, I mean, yeah, it kind of just happened where you were recommended to audition me. And then I did, and yeah, that's how it happened.
What did you fall in love with the character right away?
That's an interesting question, because I actually kind of hated her right away, but I don't think I was reading her right. But she's, yeah, I definitely fell in love with her by the time I was working on it. But yeah, I think the first time I read it, I was like, oh, this girl's just really stupid and annoying and weird. And but no, she's not. She's a brilliant, brilliant person.
Isn't it interesting, because there's people always say that the greatest of romances start with a tinge of opposition, right? Even hatred. So that is kind of interesting.
There you go.
But so how did you work and strive to achieve an understanding with your character? And maybe how did you two collaborate with each other to get the final performance in the end?
There was a lot of me asking questions and Simon kind of going, no. But we collaborated very, very intensely with this character, because she was very hard to understand for me at first. And in order for me to understand it, Simon had to explain certain things to him and his motivations behind why he wrote her the way he wrote her and all of that sort of stuff, which wasn't evident to me at first. And yeah, we got a quite an interesting kind of shorthand language about her on set.
Yeah.
Because of that collaboration.
Yeah. And also, this is a story that's made up of many characters. So from a writing perspective, how do you keep a balance between so many interesting characters and their stories?
Yeah, I mean, the traditional thing is, well, 99% of movies have a single protagonist, and they follow that character and their perspective in order to create a sense of subjectivity for the audience through that that singular character. So the challenge was obviously to get people to associate with a whole heap of different characters. And, I mean, ensemble films can often end up being about society or in a political event or something. And I wanted it to be a subjective ensemble film where you kept moving into, kind of association with various different characters all the way through the movie. And the way that I kind of, the way that I achieved that, you know, it is hard, but to a certain extent, the editing really helps that, in that we're always kind of going into the perspective of a character before the previous scene has ended or before the next scene comes. You're already there, or you're, so time is kind of out of joint, and you're constantly moving into the subjectivity of the person who is currently has the baton in their hands in the story, rather than kind of telling a very objective, distant telling of a series of different people. And yeah, it was obviously a challenge, but it was one that I really wanted to stick to, because I didn't want to make just another film about a teenage girl and, you know, how her life falls apart, or about a couple whose marriage is threatened. I wanted to kind of talk about all of the different myriad reasons that things like this happen, that tragedies like this occur, and it's never a simple reason. It's always got a million factors in it, and I suppose that was the main aim, and that's why I didn't kind of let it go over into being a single protagonist film.
Yeah. And do you find that that's a challenge, maybe acting where you're not the central subject, but at the same time you are a central subject in the film, and fitting in with the rest of the cast too? Does it become sort of like a wolf pack in a way?
Yeah, it's interesting. I didn't really think about that on set. It was kind of, I knew that it was a very spread out film in terms of the characters and how many people got attention. And I knew that although Hedvig is an extremely large part of it, I also knew that what happens to Hedvig would not have happened without the kind of unfortunate circumstances of the other characters. So it's, you know, about Hedvig, but it's about everyone. And, you know, when you're working on it, you kind of keep that in mind.
Sure, yeah. And although I think you mentioned it earlier, this story takes part and place in a rural setting. It deals with a lot of modern themes too, so it goes against the stereotypical representation of such a setting. But still, I'm very fascinated by the way in which the central family behaves, and I thought that a lot of their behavior was very modern too. Was that kind of an interest of yours to represent this type of modern family in a world that is usually represented as more traditionalist?
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, what interests me about the central family is that, and like all great families, they're kind of completely crazy in a lot of ways, and every family is crazy in their own way, and healthy families let that kind of craziness just kind of spread outwards and become a healthy part of everyday life. And I think that often it's difficult to understand when you're sitting outside a family that kind of behind closed doors they have their own rituals and sillinesses and weirdnesses, and that's the thing that's threatened in the movie when the family, you know, there's the threat of it falling apart. It's all of those idiosyncrasies that you lose, and it's always the idiosyncrasies and slight weirdnesses of human beings that you miss most when you can't see them anymore. And that joy is kind of essential to a film that kind of ends up not being that much fun for the last act. It's essential for the audience to have a lot of fun and on the way there, so that there is actually something at stake that's about to be lost.
Well, I really enjoyed the film, and it is a very powerful drama, and I thank you very much for talking with us about it.
Thank you.
It's a great pleasure, and thank you very much. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio.
24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.